This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. More today with Alan Coleman, president of the Illinois Pork Producers. He's a grain and pig farmer in Effingham County. He works for The Equity, and he and his brother are contract finishers for The Equity. He talks more about that whole process. Why does it make sense for he and his brother to be contract finishers?
Well, it made sense for us. I don't want to date myself, but it's been a few years ago since we built our building. We built it back in 96, and it was the first avenue as young people to enter the agricultural business on our own. Things weren't as expensive as what they are now, but they were expensive. To be able to obtain a note and have the financing available to us, you know, that contract growing segment of the industry was advantageous for us to jump into the pork business. And being an Equity employee throughout the years, I've seen the opportunities that we've been able to offer people through the contract growing industry or the segment of our industry. And, you know, to bring that next generation on, just like, you know, my brother and I came on the scene in our operation as contract growers for someone else, we were able to grow for someone and be able to raise pigs and have a source of income to start our operation. And that's what contract growing has led to in the past few years, is being able to bring that young generation back onto the farm and allow them to slowly get their feet wet in the financial side of things, being able to take on day-to-day operations in a slow manner and have people on their side or in their back pocket to help them, whether it's, you know, a veterinarian or a field service team or the owner of an operation. That additional help or that additional expertise helping them along the way, you know, if you own those animals and had to take the bumps of a market interruption or a market downfall or those type of things, you know, the contract growing is a steady income for those producers. And it's allowed that, again, that next generation or that middle-aged generation to grow and expand.
You mentioned feeding the local community. It's jobs for Illinois.
You know, we're the fourth largest producer of pork in the nation, but ag is one of the top economic drivers in our state. And, you know, as we keep adding that younger generation, you look at other segments of the industry, you know, you worry about that. Who's that next generation? And that contract growing and raising for others and being able to work with others has allowed that younger generation or next generation to come into the pork industry in kind of waves and gives us good hope for the future.
That family portion, you know, I always love that. We talked about it at the state fair, the generation of commitment. And for you, as you talk about your parents and what you came from and your children, you can speak to this issue. It is a family business.
Yeah. All my boys are helping out on the farm daily, and Jenna's always with mom. And so it makes a big influence on what we do throughout the day, on what the kids say. And even if there's a bad time, one's having a good day. So, you know, I put one in the grain cart yesterday, and I think one's going to grab a power washer one, and they always have a bucket in their hand. So it makes it nice when you go home and you see the smile on their face. Or if you don't learn how to be a team early in life, it's kind of hard for them to understand what team is if they ever have to go to work for someone else or go into an industry with, you know, other team members. You know, at least they know how to work together and be part of something. And that's the big thing with Michelle and I. We like to involve them and make decisions together and, you know, the family support behind it.
Alan Coleman, president of the Illinois Pork Producers during October Pork Month. This is the RFD Livestock Report.